Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing awesome today. Well, hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about willpower. Now, I'm sure that some of you listening to this message, you have a desire in your heart for something. Maybe it's a goal. Maybe it's something that's been in your heart for a long time. Maybe it's something that you've pushed aside for a while, but it's still kind of there. And I want to talk about willpower and how that can help you achieve maybe something that's in your heart. So an example, really quick, would be, you know, in my life, one thing that I love is food. And my mother-in-law is an amazing cook. But sometimes during the year, I have allergies, and those allergies can really impact my stomach. And so sometimes in certain times of the year, I can't eat certain things because it really will hurt my stomach, and it'll have a long-lasting effect. And so in those times of year like that, usually it's in the fall, when my mother-in-law cooks, I just can't eat that specific food, even though I want to. I mean, I really want to eat it because it's so good. But I know that if I do, it will impact me. Now, there's a definition of willpower, and it says that it's our ability to resist short-term temptation in order to achieve a long-term goal. Again, ability to resist a short-term temptation in order to achieve a long-term goal. So in this situation where I can avoid that temptation because I really want to eat it, but if I avoid it, then I can achieve my long-term goal of hopefully feeling okay in my stomach. So that's just a small example. Another example might be, you know, recently I was, we bought a fixer-upper home, and I've been working on the patio, resanding it and kind of getting it all where I wanted to. But boy, I tell you, after days of doing this, and hours and countless hours, I just was ready to be done. And I didn't want to work on it anymore, but I had to drum up the willpower to finish it. And so I would force myself to get up on a Saturday morning early or whatever just to get it done, because then I wouldn't have to worry about it anymore. So I would avoid that short-term temptation of doing something else, maybe moving on to a different project or doing something else, to achieve that long-term goal of having our porch done. And so for you, if you have something, maybe it's a exercise goal that you have, or maybe it's a diet goal, or maybe it's a financial goal, or maybe it's business goal, or whatever it is, what I would encourage you to do is to write that goal down and start to think about what are the short-term temptations that you need to avoid in order to achieve your long-term goal. Maybe it's a new career. Maybe it's some future education opportunity for you. I don't know what it is, but you do. And so that goal that's in your heart, maybe it's been suppressed for a long time. Maybe it's fresh and new in your heart today. Write it down. Avoid the short-term temptations in order to achieve your long-term goal. Well, I hope it's a blessing to you today. I hope you have a wonderful day. Live a life of love. We'll talk soon.